In today's talk, we're going to look at how Padre Pio healed the son of a communist. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. I am Edward Urban, and on this channel, Following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker. We offer you a series of short stories, so please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And we also ask you, please do help us in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our videos, sharing these videos with friends, colleagues, or someone who may need Padre Pio's intercession. And also do, if you haven't already, then do subscribe to our channel, and after that, click the reminder bell. Now, a significant date in Padre Pio's life was the 6th of July, 1921. And the message then went out that Padre Pio was going to be transferred from his monastery in St. Giovanni Rotondo to some obscure monastery no one knew where. In other words, Padre Pio was kind of being cancelled in a way. It was part of the persecution. And I think we can see certain similarities happening today. Things being cancelled and even certain priests, good priests, being put aside or been asked to resign. Father James Altman comes to mind. Let us now continue with our story. Here is the God who frees us from sin. And if you don't feel guilty or think you can acquit yourself, then you may go. That is what Padre Pio's position was on the sacrament of penance. God frees us from sin. If we don't need it, if we can remove our sin ourselves, then we don't have to go. But Padre Pio didn't seem to agree with that. And he could not stand it when someone would play with sin, because Padre Pio understood that sin offends God so much, the God whom Padre Pio loved so much. And on occasions, he was even known to chase the sinner away, sometimes even shouting loudly and vehemently. But Padre Pio did it in the knowledge, somehow God gave him this knowledge, that the person would later return, and at that point he would be better prepared for absolution. So that was his motive. This rule applied for all people, for very educated people or people of high profile or just ordinary people like you and I. And this happened to a father whose only son was severely ill. After he had spent a lot of time and money with the doctors and on medications, this father finally brought the child to Padre Pio for Padre Pio to heal him. But he did not expect the reception that he received. What are you looking for in the court of God, the confessional, if you do not believe in anything? Go away, you are a communist, even sicker than your son. Wow, those are the words of Padre Pio. He's not mincing his words at all on this one. And of course, this person felt very uncomfortable. This unfortunate man felt a strong urge at that point to take his young one and to immediately just disappear. How could he be treated like this? But something happened, he changed, and he did reappear in the afternoon. And as so soon as he saw Padre Pio walking from the monastery to the church, he threw himself at Padre Pio's feet. He was so upset that he could not even utter a word. We see the grace of God has worked strongly there. And Padre Pio's response was, "This is the correct way," the priest told him in a friendly tone, and helped him up. A bath from time to time, that's a figurative bath, from time to time is good for one, but you must also want to wash yourself, Padre Pio said. What you have just done is good and true. Your son will be healed. Now let us go straight to confession. And so we can conclude that his son was healed and the father's soul was also healed. He now believed in God. So while Padre Pio had killed two birds with one stone, his son's sickness and also the father, the healing of his soul. It's similar to the story where our Lord healed someone and said, "Your sins are forgiven you. Take up your bed and walk." So we hope you've enjoyed this story, and please do continue watching some of our other videos. And we'd also like to encourage you to enroll your Mass prayer intentions just on our website. You can go to our website, or you can watch the video that follows at the end, or there's a little link in the description below. Please do enroll your Mass prayer intentions. If you've already done it, you can update them on the system. And thank you again for watching.